Tomorrow, warming up to 39, Sunday warming up to 52, and Monday look for a high of 63.
There we go. There's some warm weather, some melting weather.
It's time.
So, yeah, and what a change. Oh, my gosh, what a difference a week makes when we're looking at some temperatures like well over 60 degrees warmer than it was earlier this week. That's just incredible.
How crazy is that?
Well, I guess congratulations to our friend Aaron Doty, new superintendent, Chase County School District.
Yep.
They got a good one there.
I agree. I know that he had some rumblings of discontent in the last two districts that he served in, but at the same time, he did a lot for both of those districts. And so looking forward to working with him again, starting up here July 1 officially, and looking forward to possibly getting him interviewed here later today.
Yeah, that's a good deal. So, yeah, they just announced that, yesterday?
It was
last night.
I think I got that as I was falling asleep from the hockey game. So they did have a special meeting. I know the original plan was to possibly make that announcement as part of a special meeting here tonight, but the board decided not to wait. So they made the decision, and away we go with Aaron Doty leading USD 284.
Yesterday we topped at 15 degrees, overnight low down to zero. Right now it is one above, a wind chill of minus 11 here at KVOE Live and Local. Our headlines this morning, a service of ESB Financial, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. They are here to help even after hours. Their emergency phone line available Monday through Friday, 5:30 until 9 p.m., Saturdays from noon until 9 p.m., and Sundays or on holidays from 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. That's ESB Financial. It is 7:39 and a Friday morning. Hello to our friend Amber Haig, pharmacist, owner, Haig Pharmacy, 1400 West 12th. Amber, good morning. How are you?
I'm well, Ron. Good morning. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. Always a pleasure to talk to you, and a lot of things happening at Haig Pharmacy. We got a list to get to here this morning, but first let's talk about illnesses. Last time we were together, Amber, there was a host of sicknesses, illnesses here in the community. Is that still the case?
Absolutely. We're still seeing a lot of illness around in the community of various kinds, whether it just be those viral colds or influenza or COVID or whatever the case might be, upper respiratory, lower respiratory, we're seeing it all. And so just want to make sure people know and understand that we're still here for you, still offering that delivery service free inside Emporia City Limits. We've got a full line of over-the-counter products that, you know, can go along with those antibiotics, inhalers, whatever the case might be, just to help you feel better and get you on the mend.
Well, Kay, Haig Pharmacy, they are here to help, as they always have been and will continue to be. And, yes, I did say continue to be. They will be at 1400 West 12th. And let's talk about the changes we discussed here a couple of weeks ago, Amber, coming very soon here.
Absolutely. You know, we announced a couple weeks ago we were excited to be selling the pharmacy to a great local group, Community Healthcare Collective, and operating under a new name of Newman Community RX, and that change is still on coming up here March 1st. So we will finish business on February 28th, which is a Friday, a week from today, under the Haig name. We do need to let people know that we will be closed on Saturday, March 2nd. We're only open 4 hours on Saturday, but there's a variety of things to do and a long to-do list to take care of inventories and just transfers of medications and the inventories legally with the state board and the DEA. So we are going to be closed Saturday, March 1st, just so we can take care of some of those items and have the weekend to cross those things off our list. And just want to let people know to be sure to plan ahead and accordingly for that closure. And we will be back in business and open Monday morning at 9 a.m. under the new name of Newman Community RX.
All right. So we want to stress, too, Amber, that you will still remain there and your staff will still remain there.
Yes, we will definitely all be there bright and early Monday morning, just like we always have. And staff will be the same and everybody will still be there. And we will just continue to operate as business as usual.
All right, still offering the great, great, great service that the Haig Pharmacy is certainly known for, just under a new name, Newman Community RX, new ownership and management. Well, Amber, we appreciate it. Thank you much.
Thank you, guys. Everybody have a great day and a great weekend.
All right. Amber Haig, Haig Pharmacy, 1400 West 12th. Again, a week from Saturday, they will be closed. Some work to do to make the transition to Newman Community RX happen the first week of March, which is just about here. 743 sunshine. It is one above, wind chill minus 11. Good morning.
Born in 1452, King Richard III was one of England's most interesting and